Hi there, it's Ed here with a short message before we start the pod this week. Did you know that our most informed investors get insights, articles, and investment ideas from Tom, me, and the team sent directly to them via email, and it is completely free. You can join them. Just subscribe at fidelity.co.uk/newsletters.
In the markets this week, India hits a new high on election hopes, Nvidia soars as option buyers squeeze the price higher, and central banks looked ahead in different directions. Well, the Indian stock market is once again the center of attention as the Nifty 50 index hits new highs. The latest surge comes as the country's long election process comes to an end this week. Investors have welcomed exit polls suggesting that Narendra Modi is on course for a third consecutive term as prime minister. Modi's BJP party has been behind an infrastructure-led growth spurt and a set of market-friendly reforms that make him the clear investor's favourite. So, polls suggesting that the party will achieve a two-thirds majority in India's lower house, enabling a continuation of the recent direction of travel, helped push the market nearly 4% higher and further into record territory. India's market has been one of the top performers since the pandemic, with the Nifty 50 index rising from a low of around 8,000 to over 23,000 in the past 4 years. The BJP has made its management of the economy a key feature of the long election campaign. The official result will be announced this week, with a potential landslide paving the way for even more radical reforms. Last week, it was announced that the Indian economy grew by a higher than expected 7.8% in the 3 months to March, and S&P said it would be upgrading the country's credit rating on the back of its stable policy environment and high infrastructure spending. The surge in share prices this week follows a 1.9% fall last week as investors weighed the possibility of a smaller than expected margin of victory for Modi, which the weekend polls seemed to contradict. Foreign investors in particular spent May reducing their holdings as they assessed the sky-high valuations on which Indian shares now trade. Although the S&P 500 is widely cited as the world's most expensive market, thanks to the heavy weighting of highly rated tech stocks, the Indian market is actually just as pricey, trading at more than 20 times expected earnings. India has, in many ways, picked up the emerging market baton from China in recent years. As China's economy has floundered on the back of a slower-than-expected recovery from COVID and a debt-laden property sector, India's growth has picked up from a lower base and now easily outpaces that of its bigger neighbour. The Indian market is not the only one to be riding high at the moment. In a worrying sign of increasing frothiness in parts of the stock market, US penny stocks are firmly back in the sights of investors who've ridden the tech stock rally and are now looking for other higher risk areas in which to secure big profits. Seven of the top 10 most traded stocks in the US in May were lowly priced and often unprofitable smaller companies, which are characterized by high volatility, making and losing money quickly for investors. The rise in penny share investing is an echo of the meme stock boom in 2021, when companies like retailer GameStop and cinema chain AMC fluctuated wildly on the back of frenzied retail investor interest. Despite the broadening out of investor interest, the so-called Magnificent Seven tech stocks remain firmly in focus. In particular, Nvidia has seen its shares continue to rally hard on the back of its recently announced better-than-expected first quarter results. The company is now valued at $2.7 trillion, up $350 billion in just over a week since it reported surging revenue growth in the first 3 months of the year. The sharp rise in Nvidia's market value is partly a reflection of investor enthusiasm for its strong revenue and earnings performance. But there's a technical reason for the upswing too, as growing numbers of investors are looking to lock in potential further gains by buying so-called call options, which give them the right to buy shares at a preset price in the future. These options, which pay off if the price continues to rise, are viewed as a cheaper way of benefiting from the rise in Nvidia shares. But the dealers who sell the options to investors are obliged to buy actual shares to hedge their exposure. And this can trigger a self-fueling cycle of option buying and further hedging of positions. One market strategist this week called Nvidia a one-way wrecking machine, highlighting the outsized influence this one stock now has on global stock markets. On this side of the Atlantic, Europe is in focus again this week, following last week's higher than expected inflation data in the Eurozone. That has cast some doubt on this week's big event, the announcement of the ECB's latest interest rate setting decision on Thursday. It's widely expected that the European Central Bank will go ahead with the first rate cut from a leading central bank, despite the first increase in inflation this year in Europe. Inflation emerged at 2.6% in May, up from 2.4% the prior month, the first upward move in a year, which has seen price rises heading back down to the ECB's 2% target. That, in turn, has encouraged the belief that the bank will cut the cost of borrowing from its current record high of 4%. Christine Lagarde, the bank's president, has hinted that in the absence of a serious deviation from the downward trend in inflation, the ECB will be first out of the blocks with a cut this week. That sets up a potential divergence in interest rate policy between the ECB and the Federal Reserve, which continues to sit on its hands as the US economy surprises observers with its resilience in the face of higher for longer interest rates. The Fed keeps kicking rate cuts further down the road as it errs on the side of keeping inflation in check, even at the risk of an economic slowdown later this year or in 2025. Last week, the head of the Minneapolis Fed, Neel Kashkari, said he believed US interest rates should stay at their current elevated level until there was clearer evidence that inflation was under control. He told CNBC in a televised interview that the Fed could even raise interest rates further if inflation failed to come down as expected. The Fed's next rate-setting decision comes next week on the 12th of June. Expectations of the number of rate cuts this year have been significantly scaled back, and some market watchers think the Fed may even keep rates where they are until 2025. Interest rates continue to be the most important driver of stock and bond markets. The market has risen strongly in the past 18 months on hopes that the Fed's rapid monetary cycle would soon be reversed. Fears that rates could stay higher for longer are the biggest risk to a continuing bull market.
Please note that the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may get back less than you invest. Investors should note that the views expressed may no longer be current and may have already been acted upon. This information is not a personal recommendation for any particular investment. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to one of Fidelity's advisors or an authorized financial advisor of your choice. Overseas investments will be affected by movements in currency exchange rates, and investments in emerging markets can be more volatile than other more developed markets. Reference to the specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Tax treatment depends on individual circumstances and all tax rules may change in the future. Withdrawals from a pension product may not be possible until you reach age 55, 57 from 2028. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. This podcast is meant only for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or a solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation.